Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is John Rice from Three Rivers, Michigan.
Tell me, are there in fact three rivers in Three Rivers, Michigan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, quick, name them.
Yes, I can. There's the St. Joseph, the Rocky, and the Portage River.
He's good.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, when your town is called Three Rivers, you better know that. You sort of have to live here.
I understand. Well, John, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to play the game in which your job is to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is John's topic?
You're going to pay money for that?
In Latin, there's a saying, caveat emptor, which means, you know that bottled water you just paid $6 for comes from a tap in Gary, Indiana, don't you? Well, this week, we read a story about people paying good money for something we thought you could get for free. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about surprising purchases. Only one of them is true. Pick that real story, and you will get Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. First, let us hear, then, from Charlie Pierce.
Next November, if you happen to be in Plymouth, Wisconsin, take the lid off the pickup and truck on over to the annual Yard Waste Festival. Every year, the citizens of Plymouth gather up all their garden detritus, pack it up in neat bags, and sell it to benefit local recycling programs. In the past, the yard waste has been sold as stuffing for Christmas decorations, outdoor potpourri, and, as its most basic function, mulch. This year, however, the festival has expanded to include a yard waste sculpture contest, a competition for fine millinery made of evergreen boughs, and a series of sod-laden birdhouses. It's a way to keep the community clean and together, said Mary Cutcliffe, this year's yard waste queen.
Yard waste queen. That's something you can put in your resume. Your next story of people buying things they can normally just pick up for free comes from Roxanne Roberts.
The town of Isla Morada, Florida, may be up to their butts in alligators, but they're faced with a critical shortage of sewage. Now the village council has to pay for human waste. The town's first municipal sewage treatment center is scheduled to open in May, but there aren't enough town residents to get the plant up and flowing. Imagine, if you will, the pun-filled council meeting debating the issue. Avoid stepping in it was just one of the phrases tossed out. It's embarrassing, says Councilman Chris Sante, but unless someone spikes the water supply with Ex-Lax, the city's number one priority is number two.
A Florida town having to buy sewage because they don't have enough of their own. Your last story of an unexpected payment comes from P.J. O'Rourke.
Dylan Jameson, a freelance writer for several Pacific Northwest alternative weeklies, including the Seattle Slough and the Portland Porta Paper, has been caught in a plagiarism scandal. Jameson did not plagiarize anything himself. He tried to pay people to plagiarize him. Using anonymous website postings, Jameson offered to pay $100 for stealing an article of his and getting it published under the plagiarist's name. For example, neo-grunge putting the bad back in plaid, or our pets the body-piercing new frontier. Said Jameson, they always get caught. His scheme was uncovered on the online magazine Salon. And it's a great way for me to get publicity. Jameson said he initially intended to be a plagiarist himself. That's an even bigger way to get publicity. Look at Jason Blair's book contract. But after searching the web for talented writers, he gave up. Really, said Jameson, it's easier to write it yourself than to find somebody worth swiping from.
All right. These are your choices. From Charlie Pierce, a yard waste festival where people are spending good money for other people's grass clippings. From Roxanne Roberts, a town in Florida which is in the odd position of having to buy other people's raw sewage because they don't have enough of their own. And from P.G. O'Rourke, a writer who actually paid other people to plagiarize him, which is the real story of an odd transaction in the week's news.
Well, I do know of places where they've had two different cities will go together and build a sewage treatment plant because they just can't afford to do it by themselves. So I'm going to go with, I think it was number two.
Yes, I'm afraid it was. Anyway, you're going to choose Roxanne's story, which is, of course, the story of the town of Florida that needs to purchase some waste. Well, to bring you the right story, we spoke to somebody who was involved in this unexpected transaction.
I don't think it'll actually be a matter of we're going to have to pay so much per gallon. What it's going to end up to be is we're going to pay a transfer cost for the transportation of sewage. You know, I imagine you have to pay somebody a pretty reasonable wage to run the truck with a big hose that probably doesn't smell very good going down the highway.
That was Isla Mirada City Councilman Michael Reckwert talking about his town's possible and unfortunate need to buy raw sewage. Congratulations, John. You got it right.
And Charlie and I have learned our lesson. You never go up against the poop joke.
Exactly. You earned a point for Roxanne. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting in your home answering machine. Well done. Hey, before we let you go, PJ, I wanted to ask, was your, now we know, fake story inspired by your own brush with plagiarism this last week? For those who don't know, the Washington Post hired a new blogger who lasted all of 4 days because it was discovered.
He plagiarized me.
Yes. It discovered that this young man was a serial plagiarist and one of the people he stole
from.
And
he didn't get fired. He didn't get fired for plagiarism. He got fired for plagiarizing me. They said, there are hundreds and thousands of writers out there, dead and alive, and you plagiarized him? And that was the end of his job.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, he was a conservative, so he wanted to steal from the best.
Oh, well, thank you, Roxanne.
Well, anyway, John, thank you so much for playing with us today.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.